Yeah, a bit of a shame, really. We obviously set the game up to have a good go at them this afternoon, but wasn't to be with the light and the rain. And go again tomorrow morning, and we've got 2 days to bowl them out twice.
Second century of your career. 3 years since the last one, mate.
Yeah, long time coming. I've got a few scores, you know, 80s and 90s, but not really. You know, earlier this year against Leicester brings to mind, and Somerset I got 98 last year, but it's nice to get over the line and finally put, you know, Jack Shantry might have to just be a little bit quieter now because he was 2-1 up, so we're 2-2, thankfully, because I can't have him beating me on in the century stakes.
Was that a bit of a frustration for you that you only got the 100, you know, that you hadn't gone on and not developed your batting but got higher scores?
Yeah, definitely. I scored quite a few 50s. Now, I don't know what my conversion rate is. Obviously, it's pretty poor, but I would have scored, you know, well into the teens, 50s now. So it's disappointing to not convert. But sometimes, also batting at number 8, it means that you can't at times. You know, you're batting with the tail and you have to play your shots or play a bit differently or you end up not out. But, you know, it was nice to have the opportunity to bat with Clarkie for a long time and then Barney and not really have to get into a mode where, you know, I was batting with the tail and, you know, thankfully I got 100 today.
As you say, you bat a long way down here. We've said this many a time, and then Barney coming in at 9, you're normally at 10. Mm. But is that strength in depth, isn't it? And 240 odd for 6 last night?
Yeah, I think it is very important to bat deep. And when we've had a solid start, we've tended to get massive scores because of our depth in batting. You know, at times we probably have let ourselves down at the top a little bit, which is something we've identified. But when we do get a big, you know, a big platform to build on, that strength and depth helps down the bottom, and it enables the likes of myself and Coxie and Barney to come in and play our shots, and that's really, you know, one of our main strengths is to come in and take the game to the opposition when we're, you know, 5, 6, 7 down.
Mm. The declaration was coming today. Were you aware of that? I mean, you knew they'd let you get your 100 or?
Yeah, we didn't have an exact figure in mind. We came off of that little rain break and we went back out to try and be a little bit more positive. We knew we didn't want to kill too much time in the game. You know, we've got a big score and obviously, you know, I knew my 100 probably would mean the declaration. Coming off a bad luck when we did probably made Mitch's decision easier as to when we were going to come off. But I couldn't have imagined it would have been long before we're off anyway.
Mm. Funny old pitch. It just seems to be getting a bit lower and slower.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it was very, very slow yesterday. It quickened up a little bit this morning and made it a little bit easier and also tricky at the same time. Palladino's first spell, you know, he nipped a few and a couple went over the top of my stumps and Clarkie's. But then it seems to have got a little bit slower again. But I don't know whether that's the hardness on the ball, but we'll have to wait and see tomorrow morning. Well, you know, we'll give it a good go tomorrow morning. 10:30 start, it'll be fresh with a brand new ball, fresh bowlers, and hopefully we can get stuck into their middle order and, you know, put them under real pressure.